rather than somebody who's trying to make a remedy right away, is the best place to go. And unless we ask kids directly if what we are seeing is, and we are, how we are interpreting is accurate, I don't think we're going to get very far with them. At least I haven't in my 46 years. So yeah, I would say the best thing to do is to listen, to question, and to keep the advice and the solutions for another time.
Jim Delisle, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Emily.
In order to help kids develop a strong sense of autonomy and motivation, we have to first find their strengths. Often, in high-ability kids, we can leverage their fascination with problem-solving and their interest in looking at situations in new and different ways, not only to help them reach new heights of achievement, but also to help support their areas of struggle. It's unfair to expect gifted kids to be good at everything. That belief is part of the reason why so many twice exceptional kids fall through the cracks. Whenever we ask children to reflect on their experiences and put them into words, whether written with paper pencil, dictated through speech to text, or whatever method works for them, we not only learn more about what makes them tick, we also help them learn more about themselves. I'm Emily Kircher-Morris. I'll see you next time on the Neurodiversity Podcast.
A shout out and big thanks to Jim Delisle. He's always willing to drop what he's doing and have a chat. He and his wife have written two books about growth through writing and classroom activities. You'll find links to both on the episode page at neurodiversitypodcast.com. Also, don't forget to pre-order and get a 25% discount on Emily's book, Teaching Twice Exceptional Learners in Today's Classroom. It's a great tool for teachers and school administrators. For Emily, I'm executive producer Dave Morris. Keep watching for the next episode. See you soon. This is a production of Morris Creative Services.